Hi, my name is Liz.
And this is Claire.
And you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast.
Welcome back to Chatterbox Island English Podcast, in which we talk about all kinds of interesting stuff in English.
In last week's episode, we talked about zodiac signs, which was a lot of fun.
If you want to find out what signs we are and what impressions we have on each sign, you can go check it out after this episode.
Also, if you're listening to this on YouTube, feel free to tell us what you think about zodiac signs under the comment section. We love to know.
So for today's episode, we are gonna touch on a somewhat controversial subject.
Yeah, controversial not because it's about politics or religions, but it's foods that people either love or hate. So do you consider yourself as a picky eater?
I am. I pick healthier foods more than junk food as time goes by.
That's not picky though.
It's just getting old.
Yeah, that's just being healthy. So I think I am a picky eater. I was less picky when I was little because my parents would force me to like finish everything in my bowl. But now that I've grown up and lived by myself, I get to be picky.
Yeah, it's pretty typical for Taiwanese.
Yeah.
So what about that Star Wars? With the top one controversial food for Taiwanese, cilantro, also known as xiangcai in Chinese. Do you love it or hate it?
Definitely no. Team no cilantro. The smell and taste are just so strong and disgusting, and even just a little bit of cilantro will ruin the whole dish.
So I guess I'm the team cilantro, okay.
Pro cilantro.
Yeah, I don't particularly hate it. It goes well with oyster noodles, 面线, tacos, and etc. And some of my friends said that cilantro tastes like soap and dirt, and it smells like body odor box or cosmetic. Do you feel the same way, Liz?
No, I don't think it smells like anything. It just smells like cilantro, and okay. I hate it.
So cilantro has become the smelly smell.
Yes, itself. It has its own smell. Okay. So studies have shown that there's a very specific gene that makes some people strongly dislike the taste of cilantro.
Another study found that 21% of East Asians hate cilantro, which is the highest among all the races, such as Europeans, Africans, and Latin Americans.
So that's like one in every five East Asians hate cilantro.
So those who dislike cilantro is kind of special.
Really?
Yeah.
It feels so special. Another food that has a strong scent is durian. So do you like durians?
Nah, it smells like trash in a vagina.
How would you get trash in your vagina?
Don't ask me, I won't answer this question. I think durian is the only fruit that makes me curse. I just can't help but be negative on it.
Have you ever tried durian itself?
Not really. I just can't stand the smell.
Okay, so I've actually never had an actual durian either. But I tried a durian flavor popsicle when I was traveling in Thailand a few years ago. And I've heard from people who like durians saying that they like it iced. So like I thought it would be a good chance to try it, but I almost puked the moment I took a bite of the popsicle. It tasted like rotten fruits.
I heard that iced durian it's become, you know, less smelly.
Yeah, so why would you eat something and wanted it to be less smelly?
Yeah, it's still smelly.
Yeah, it smells okay. Smelly.
So what about bitter melon? A lot of Taiwanese people love bitter melon as well.
It's a no for me too. Yeah. I've heard many people saying, like my mom always says, that bitter melon is very beneficial for your body, but I just can't strike up the courage to try it after my experience with durian flavor popsicle. It's a traumatic experience.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah. It's to the roof.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but I'm not a fan either. I ate it whenever I got chance. It's healthy.
Okay.
I sounds like maybe 85 years
yes.
old.
So far, it seems like I hate all the foods.
Yeah. I feel a lot of hating vibes in this room.
Okay. Let's talk about some controversial foods that I actually enjoy a lot.
Okay.
So I've always loved eggplants.
You've always loved eggplants?
Yeah, ever since I was little.
Eggplants are really controversial foods. I thought they are doing great.
Do you like eggplants though?
I'm just okay with it.
Okay, so I actually didn't know that some people hate eggplants until I started school. So there were eggplants in the school lunch one day, and many of my classmates just refused to eat them. They're strongly against it. I was so surprised, and I asked a friend why he disliked eggplants so much. And he said he just couldn't accept the fact that eggplants are purple.
What's wrong with the color?
I don't know. He said he thought it was weird, so he had never tried eggplants.
So probably they hate eggplants because of their weird shapes. I'm not sure. I think broccoli is in the same situation, like purple broccoli.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe your audience loves eggplants so much. Do you hate eggplants? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Leave your comments if you want.
And another food that some people may dislike is green pepper. Do you like green pepper?
I actually had never eaten green peppers when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because my mom hated it, so I never got a chance to eat it.
Okay.
But at that time, I thought I hated it because of a Japanese cartoon, Crayon Shinchan, which is Labi Xiaoxin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Shinchan hates eating green peppers, you know. So I believed and I convinced myself I'm not gonna like them anyway. Yeah, it's a serious story.
So you still don't like green peppers?
Yeah. It's you know, the texture in your mouth is so
crunchy.
Yeah, it's so crunchy that I don't believe it's edible.
Oh, so yeah, because I don't think there's any other food that is as crunchy
as
green peppers. Yeah, okay. So I actually love green peppers.
Yeah. Another fun story?
Yeah. Funny story, I had a group of friends back in high school.
Wait a minute, why do you remember so much stories in your lunchtime back in your student life?
I don't know. I guess people always like judge me because I like or hate eating something. So I had a group of friends back in high school that would often have lunch together, and we would always bring our own lunchbox to school. But whenever there were green peppers in my lunchbox, one of my friends who hates green pepper would just stay away from me because she just couldn't stand the smell of it.
So did your classmate call you green peppers as your nickname? Because many of my classmates got their nicknames from their favorite foods at that time. Like someone who loves eating hamburgers, they got their nicknames as hamburger.
And french fries.
Yeah.
Okay, so your classmates are weird.
Yeah, they were.
I actually did get nicknames because of foods. So my friends call me rabbit because I once finished someone's carrots on their plate. But for the record, I'm not a fan of carrots either. I just thought it was wasteful, so I finished
so
it
just
for that.
Accidentally got your nickname.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So let's talk about some boring foods that people either love it or hate it,
mm-hmm.
such as pineapple pizza.
I believe it's illegal in Italy. Just kidding. Yeah. I never really love or hate pineapple pizza, but it's definitely not my top choice when ordering pizzas. What about you?
Yeah, same here. If you offer me free pineapple pizza, I'll eat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. It's free. But pineapple pizza, it's also not my top choice.
Yeah, like when you order pizza, you wouldn't say,
pineapple pizza. It's my toppings.
Yeah.
So next one.
Avocado.
Mm-hmm. Avocado. I would eat it just because it's superfood and high quality oil.
Oh.
Sometimes I feel like I'm actually throwing up when I eat too much since it's way too oily. And another reason is I'll eat avocado because it gives me a kind of foreign vibes. And it feels like I'm sitting at a random cave in LA and a chilling vibe. Imagine myself getting so healthy after eating avocado.
And actually, it's very popular, especially in California, right?
Yeah.
I don't hate avocados, but I don't love them as well. Like, I can understand why some people dislike the mushy taste of
it. Yeah, it's really mushy.
Yeah. I thought it was weird the first time I tried avocado as well, but I don't have anything against them.
So what about pickles?
No. Pickles, no.
Pickles?
No, I don't understand why anyone would like pickles. It's sour and has a really strong and weird scent, and also ruins everything that comes with it.
I'm fine with it. I don't really love it or hate it. It's just not a food in my everyday nutrition, but if you put a little amount of pickles in
hot dogs,
yeah, it's okay. It's pretty great.
But it's really sour though. Like it's so weird.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
What about canned tuna?
Again, it's a no for me.
Canned tuna, it's pretty common in everyday nutrition.
Is it?
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Like salad.
I know. It's weird because I didn't hate it when I was little. But the older I get, the more I hate it. I don't know why. Especially in the Taiwanese egg pancake, also known as dumpling in Chinese.
What? So tuna dumpling in Taiwan is so popular in common. So
No, not for me. No, okay. I don't like the texture of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's fish. Tuna is fish.
Oh, so you're supposed to eat something that looks like fish.
Yeah, like if it's in a sushi, I would eat it.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So what about blue cheese?
I would say a little is okay for me. You know, like as a little bit of seasoning in a dish. Yeah. But not the whole blue cheese.
Yeah.
The smell just makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it anyway.
So what about olives?
No, thanks. You know, we go to Subways and they'll ask you, do you want everything in it?
Mm-hmm.
And I will always say, without olives, thanks. Olives taste bitter than, you know, bitter melon.
Okay, so do you pick out the olives on your pizza?
Yeah,
I will.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what about you?
So I don't mind olives in my pizza, spaghetti, or pasta. I just don't like to eat them alone. Yeah, it's one of those foods that I consider as seasonings, which add flavors to the dish, but I won't eat them alone, such as like garlics, green onions, basils, or rosemary. I'm not discriminating against all.
So are there any other food that most people like, but you just hate it?
Oh, tofu skin. Actually, I hate most foods that are made of beans, such as soy milk, fried tofu, dry tofu, and most types of beans.
What about peanut butter?
Oh, I like peanut butter. It's really good.
I don't know, peanut, it's kind of a bean.
It's a bean, but peanut butter is sweet.
I actually don't like peanut butter because peanuts are supposed to be peanuts.
Okay.
Yeah. So peanut butter is savory with sweet flavor together.
It's just
peanut is not supposed for you to spread on bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine though, actually. Everyone has their own food preference. It's okay to not like some particular foods, but always remember to have a balanced and healthy diet.
So that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts.
You can also find our shows on YouTube and go on our website www.eisland.com.tw for more information.
I'm Claire.
I'm Elise, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.